I'm gonna go ahead and go back in though and let Shannon start talking, okay?
Okay.
She's on my phone still, right?
Shannon? Shannon?
Yes.
Okay.
A second to push the unmute button. I'm here.
Her beeps coming in. Should we cut it off?
So are we back on? Okay, so I needed a motion to come out of the executive session.
So moved. Okay.
Moved in a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
All right, we're out of executive session. What we're gonna do now is we're going to jump to item number six, legislative policy and procedures. And Congresswoman Edwards, you have the floor.
Thank you. You know, it's gonna be election season soon and we do have Congress members that are running for reelection. We do have office staff that I thought it would be appropriate for us to make clear through policy that our employees don't engage in political activities. It's the same limitation that's placed on others in Osage law, and I think that by policy we should follow that law and just make it clear to our staff that they are not to participate in political activities during the election season. The language that's in the proposed, some of it marries what we have in current law. Then it explains a little bit more about what political activities are.
Does anyone have any questions for Congressman Walker?
Good idea, right? But can you get into specifics on your proposed policy and kind of explain why, you know, you've proposed these specifics? I've read them. I'm just curious. Is it just generic language you found somewhere?
Yeah, I am. Well, we use that. We use those words in law right now. So I went and then researched definitions of political activities, definitions of campaign, and just included that in the language so that we would be clear.
Walker. When you get into stuff that says any activity, that may be a little bit overly encompassing. I mean, any activity, so I mean, if you go to
directed towards the success or failure of a candidate.
So could they, any activity that would mean that they couldn't come by my camp on election day and eat a piece of fish? Wouldn't it?
Let's see, does it say that they can go that day?
It says any activity of an individual or group directed toward the success or failure of any candidate.
Yep. Okay. That may prohibit them from doing that.
I think that's a little bit.
I think that's a little too far then.
Yeah, I think it's too far.
If we would
really,
yes,
as only allowed by law.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
As only allowed by law, because I believe the election code does allow for that, but we'd have to review that before.
Okay.
If we would put that language in.
So it would be any activity prohibited by law?
No, except those allowed.
Except those allowed by law.
By law.
Okay, I think that would be a good addition to this policy.
Okay. So it would be at the end of that definition. It would say... So you want the exception to be attending camps on election day?
Well, what about the early campaign dinners? Just because you've been invited to a dinner doesn't mean you're going to vote for that person. You're just being invited to a dinner.
I don't. I just think you start walking too fine a line. I don't know that any of them have ever even wanted to do that, but I think you walk a line. Because I don't know that people, you think people go to your dinner with, and they don't support you?
I think there's a lot that go to dinners. I, for one, that go to dinners just to hear what the candidate has to say. It doesn't mean I support them.
I'm saying, do you think you go to the dinner and you don't support them?
Possibly, yes.
So if you show up at something of mine, Shannon, I can assume that you're supporting me?
Pardon me?
Nothing.
Well, I just think that we're talking about staff, and so why, you know, then you're talking about some kind of a repercussion if they attend something. So I can see not participating on a campaign committee, not putting signs in your yard, something like that, but.
I think what Maria suggested earlier was a reference to the law, you know.
Yeah.
So any exceptions?
Allowed by law are.
Okay.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I was just going to agree with Congressman Walker that our policy can't be extra and above what the law says. So it has to be in accordance with whatever the law says.
Okay, so I changed it to... on the second paragraph, if the activity appears to or leads to an inference of indirectly supporting or disparaging a candidate for office or a group that supports or disparages a candidate, the activity is political activity and is prohibited except as specifically allowed by Osage law.
And then my other question I had about policy, your policy 2 is political activity defined in law somewhere. Is this the same as it's defined in the law? Because we don't need to have, it's not the same or it's not defined.
No, it's not defined.
Well then.
Well, I think it does.
Is that a law change? That's just policy?
She's putting the definition in our policy. I think the law needs to be.
Well, I agree with that, but we don't. But the next time you change the law is in March. So I think this is a start, and I would agree that it should be in law.
Congresswoman Edwards, I sincerely mean this. With all due respect, as Congressman Supernaw once said, this is not quite ready for prime time, and we have somebody sitting here waiting to have an interview 10 minutes ago. So I make a motion to table agenda item 6.
I'm going to have to... I'm wanting to call another Congressional Affairs Committee meeting probably within 2 weeks. And if that would help with this situation, we could move it to 2 weeks and we'd all have some time to think and work on it. So,
okay, well, I think it needs to happen then, because now you're going to get into the political season.
Yes, I agree. So I can do it as soon as possible. I'm wanting to set up a couple of things for us and bring us back together. So,
okay.
Table or postpone? Okay, without objection, I'm going to table this item. Oh, sorry, postpone this item until the next CA committee meeting.
Did he get a second on that? No objection.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're done. Okay.
Motion to go into executive session for interviews for budget analyst.
Second.
I have motion and second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Thank you. We'll go into executive session. Do we have...
Good luck.
I knew you were going to... I said I would print those off.
I can get online and look at mine.
Okay.
I can get on my email.